This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Deliberation on appropriation bill continues in the meeting of the House of Representatives. Spokesperson of Netra Bikram Chand-led Communist Party of Nepal calls on Home Minister Balkrishna Khand today. And U.S. official warns North Korea could carry out nuclear test anytime. Now the news in detail. Deliberation on the different heading of various ministries under the appropriation bill is continuing in today's meeting of the House of Representatives. Deliberation continues on different headings related to the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development, Ministry of Industry, Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration, and Ministry of Communications and Information Technology. Likewise, lawmakers have demanded the government immediately manage the garbage in Kathmandu metropolitan city, saying that contagious diseases can spread from the garbage accumulated in Kathmandu for a long time. Speaking at a meeting of the House of Representatives today, Member of Parliament Krishna Gopal Shrestha and Yagya Bahadur Bogati demanded the government ensure the prompt management of Kathmandu Valley's solid waste. Likewise, speaking during the 0 hour of today's meeting, Member of Parliament Amresh Kumar Singh, Amrita Thapa Magar, Asa Bike, Krishna Bhakta Pokharel, Gagan Kumar Thapa and others demanded an immediate end to the violence against women in the society. The lawmakers drew the attention of the government to the issue of farmers not getting fertilizer on time and students not getting textbooks on time. During the 0 hour of the meeting, the parliamentarians continued to speak on current issues. Khadga Bahadur Biswakarma, spokesperson of Netra Bikram Chand-led Communist Party of Nepal, has called on Home Minister Balkrishna Khand today. Home Secretary Tek Narayan Pandey and spokesperson and joint secretary at Home Ministry Phadindramadi Pokharel were present at the meeting held at the Ministry of Home Affairs this morning. Spokesperson Pokharel informed that the agreement reached in the previous talks were audited and reviewed. On behalf of the government, Home Minister Khand informed that the process of moving ahead as per the agreement reached to release some prisoners before the local level election. During the meeting, spokesperson Biswakarma had inquired about the progress of the release process. Spokesperson Pokharel informed that the next meeting will be held soon with the participation of the representatives of the concerned ministries and agencies. The province number 1 government is presenting policies and programs for the coming fiscal year 2022-23 in the provincial assembly meeting shortly today. This is the last budget session of the tenure of the provincial government after the formation of the provincial assembly. According to the Ministry of Economic Affairs and Planning of Province No. 1, after a theoretical discussion on the policies and programs, the provincial government would unveil the budget for the coming fiscal year 2022-23 on June 15th. Secretary at the Ministry, Suman Dahal, said that the budget amounting to Rs. 32 billion is being brought for the coming fiscal year. 7 mountainous districts of Sudur Pashchim province have remained out of communication services. Nepal Telecom Baitali Chief Bikram Tamata shared that mobile, landline, telephone and internet services have remained disrupted due to glitches in optical fiber along the Attariya-Dardildhura pathway. He further informed that Baitari, Darchula, Dardildhura, Bazang, Doti, Acham and Bajura have been out of telecommunication services. The Nepal Association of Tour and Travels Agents, NTTA, has urged Nepal Rashtra Bank, the Central Bank of Nepal, to bring tourism entrepreneur-friendly monetary policy. A team led by NATTA Chairperson Ramesh Thapa yesterday called on Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor Mahaprasad Adhikari and urged to introduce a monetary policy that is capable of restoring the pandemic-battered tourism entrepreneurship. Among the demands put forward by the association include creating an environment for repayment without fines, agreement of cashback incentive and easy loan flow to the tourism sector. The association urged the governor to consider their demands when the tourism entrepreneurs are not in a condition to repay the bank loans on time due to the unprecedented impacts of COVID-19. Meteorological Forecasting Division has said some parts of the country are likely to receive light to moderate rain with partial to general changes in weather conditions across the country today. According to the division, the eastern territory of the country is currently under the influence of monsoon winds and the central and western parts are under local winds. Due to the effects of the system, there has been a change in weather in province number 1, Madhya Pradesh, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, while partial to normal changes in the remaining provinces. Some parts of province number 1, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Madhya province and one or two places of Karnali and Lumbini provinces are likely to receive light to moderate rain today. According to the latest details of the division, the maximum temperature in Kathmandu was 28.2 degrees Celsius and the minimum of 20 degrees Celsius with 5.4 millimeters of rain in the last 24 hours. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international updates. A U.S. official has warned that North Korea could conduct a seventh nuclear test at any time. U.S. Special Representative to North Korea Sung Kim made the warning days after Pyongyang test launched a record 8 ballistic missiles on Sunday. Pyongyang has not carried out a nuclear test for 5 years now. However, tensions have been rising on the Korean Peninsula. Speaking from Jakarta, Mr. Kim said North Korea had tested an unprecedented number of missiles this year, 31 compared to 25 during the whole of its last record-breaking year, 2019. He added that rhetoric used by North Korean officials had suggested a willingness to use tactical or small-sized nuclear weapons as well. North Korea is yet to respond to the U.S. assertions. According to a state-owned Russian news agency, more than 1,000 fighters who surrendered after the fall of Mariupol have been transferred to Russia for investigation. To Ukrainians, they are national heroes. The Marines, Border Guards and Azov fighters held up the Russian advance for more than 80 days, buying valuable time for Ukraine to defend itself. But in Russia, they are viewed very differently, especially members of the Azov Battalion, a unit that once had connections to the far right. After their capture, there were calls from Russian politicians for them to be treated not as prisoners of war, but as terrorists and war criminals. There are fears that their transfer for investigation could be the start of this process and the end of Ukrainian hopes that they will be returned through prisoner exchanges. Meanwhile, Russia and Ukraine managed to carry out an exchange of dead, including those killed defending Mariupol. Each side handed over 160 bodies, a rare moment of truce in the conflict. Scientists have made the most precise map yet of the mountains, canyons and plains that make up the floor of Antarctica's encircling the Southern Ocean. Covering 48 million square kilometers, this chart for the first time details a new deepest point, a depression lying 7,432 meters down, called the Factorian Deep. The new map covers all the Southern Ocean floor poleward of 50 degrees south. Knowledge of the shape of the ocean's bottom is essential to safe navigation, marine conservation, and understanding Earth climate and geological history. In addition, the rugged seafloor influences the behavior of ocean currents and the vertical mixing of water. This is the information required to improve the models that forecast future climate change, because it is the oceans that play a pivotal role in moving heat around the planet. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Deliberation on appropriation bill continues in the meeting of House of Representatives. Spokesperson of Netra Bikram Chand-led Communist Party of Nepal calls on Home Minister Balkrishna Khad today. And a U.S. official warns North Korea could carry out nuclear test any time. Well, that's the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.